The following is a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC 90.3 FM.
Welcome to the Wesleyan Airway, a show where we get to talk about a myriad of topics with wonderful people. Today, I am humbled to have on my show Mr. Jalen Bross. Jalen, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for having me here.
And you were texting your RD just a second ago. I'm not going to ask you what you were texting. But now you're wearing, before I get into the regular show, you're wearing an H football.
Yes.
What is H?
It's symbolizing the high school that I went to called Louisville Male High School.
Wonderful. So this does get into my first question. I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask almost all of my guests. And for those few people out there who may not know you, I always ask for about a 2-minute summary from birth to you're sitting in that chair right now today. So give us your background. Go.
I was born in Louisville, grew up most of my life in Shepherdsville, so a lot of hunting and stuff like that.
And what did you hunt?
Everything at this point, deer. I've been fox hunting a couple of times, squirrel hunting, really a broad, everything.
Okay.
Really.
So I grew up in South Dakota. We hunted deer, pheasant, fox, raccoons on occasion. Badgers, because badgers would go after some of the domestic life. So we did that. So, all right. So did you fish at all?
Young me didn't like fishing.
Okay.
Cause it required me to be patient. me now love to fish.
And the older you get, the more you may like fishing.
just never got the message of what fishing really brings to the table. My dad tried to tell me that, and I never got it.
Fishing is an outdoor way of just relaxing.
Yeah.
That's the way I've always looked at it. And yes. Like you, I didn't enjoy it as much as a kid because I got antsy. I've enjoyed it more and more as I've gotten older. And it really is just a way to get out and lose yourself in your thoughts. And every so often, something may or may not take the bait. And I think you'll find also as you get older, you really don't care if you catch much.
It's the
activity itself. You bet. It's the time. All right. So you grew up in Shepherdsville.
Yes.
You hunted. You kind of fished. Go.
Played football. I've played football since I was able to play.
And what is your position?
Running back.
Okay.
I mean, I've played a lot of positions. Yeah, but running back has been the most important to me.
The one string that ties it all.
Yes.
Okay.
I was supposed to go to Bernheim, which is the middle school of Shepherdsville, and I chose to go into the traditional program at Barrett, which feeds into Male.
And why did you make that decision?
My entire family has basically been to Male, and I know the rich tradition of Male and what opportunities not only does that open for me, but I get this just preparation for college what I was looking for. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I got to Male. Really was just that football kid. Not a whole lot of people knew who I was. I was pretty quiet kid, didn't really do too much, but just played football. And kind of different when I got here. When I got here, I guess I learned to branch out a little bit.
It's hard to hide on this campus. It's pretty small. What attracted you to Kentucky Wesleyan College?
The sense of family. So, I was blessed with opportunities to go a lot of different places, but I never really got the sense of family. It just felt like a facade everywhere I went. I got the basic, oh, we're going to love you here and we know you can do this, but it was always
superficial.
How I can provide for that football program. It was never what can I do outside of being a football player.
Right.
But when I got here, I mean, Dean McQueen will tell you, I mean, I came on the Rising Scholar trip, so I was here a week earlier than football camp. So if you know anything about that, I was here 3 weeks early.
Yes, yes.
and
under the auspices of Dean McQueen. So,
but it was great, and I knew this is where I needed to be. And over the last 3 years, about to be four, I have been very happy with a lot of opportunities and just blessed with the opportunities to not only be so involved, cared for, and loved here too.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. First of all, what is your major?
I'm a sports and fitness management major, and then a minor in business.
Okay. So the minor in business is always good. That opens up so many more doors with the major itself, which is also a really good major. But you talked about doing other things here. And
right.
I think a lot of people feel, especially at the collegiate level, when you are an athlete, you have such limited time that you don't have the opportunity to do anything else. And you obviously do not fit in that mold. You do just about everything you can. Outside of football, in what activities do you participate on campus?
It's about to be a list.
That's okay. I want people out there to understand that we don't just bring in athletes. We truly right. bring in scholar athletes. We bring in my major goal for every student is to get a degree. And to me, athletics, if that's a pathway toward that degree, wonderful.
Yes.
But you are the embodiment of coming in and playing athletics and doing so well, but also taking advantage of what is available outside. So let's hear the list.
First and foremost, I'm president of both BSU and NAACP
and
on
BSU
campus.
And BSU is?
Black Student Union.
Okay.
And then the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People.
Okay.
President of both of those. I'm really in everything, like SAPB, SGA.
SAPB is?
It's supposed to help get students out.
Yeah, I think it's the Student Activities Planning Board.
Yes.
That took me a couple of years to remember that. We have so many acronyms, but for those listening, they don't always know the acronyms.
I'm in pretty much every club on campus, really. You really see me everywhere. I'm a RA, too, so.
In which residence hall?
People's right now, okay. But next year I'll be a senior RA in Massey.
So, Massey, okay.
So, but I'm pretty involved in. Sometimes I have to remember that football isn't either at the top of the list or at the bottom of the list.
Correct.
It's in there. So, but I'm also a captain of a football team. But I just learned to manage my time. I think time is one of the things that I've got to understand over the last 3 years is that time is valuable. And what you do with your time, you have to feel valued in that. So
that's a great statement.
That's something that it's taken me a long time to understand, but time is valuable. And what you do with your time is really what sets you different. So you can be I just want to stay in my room all the time and play the game, or you can go out and actually better prepare yourself for life.
Right.
And that's some of the steps that I took.
That's a very healthy outlook. And you're right. With students today, when I went to college, we had no internet. Computers were just starting to come out. I'm dating myself. This was in the 80s. It'd been out for a while, but the mass production of computers for everybody was just starting to come out. And there really was no reason to stay in your room. We had TVs. We had cable TV, but we didn't have the streaming devices. And the games back then, if you've ever watched any old South Park episodes, the games had that animation. It was just horrible. So there really wasn't a lot to do other than get out and talk to people. But now there are so many different distractions that could keep you from talking to other people. First of all, how do you yourself make sure you don't get enveloped in those very introspective or one-on-one type of things with the technology? And what advice would you give to others so that they don't get sucked into that void?
Think about how much time you spend on your phone a day. I think I average about 2 hours a day,
okay.
2 to 3 hours a day. When I used to average like 11 an hour,
ooh,
I mean 11 a day,
it becomes
11
a
hours
job.
A day. I haven't really turned on my Xbox in some time. I'll get to it. But I think it was more so that I started valuing conversations more than social media,
right.
Valuing just relationships more than fake relationships.
Yeah. So that's a great way to look at it.
Really what I would say to encourage people is eventually you got to put that controller down, and eventually you have to close the laptop. And eventually you got to turn the phone off, and then reality sets in. Are you going to prepare yourself for that? Or are you going to continue to allow yourself really to just waste time?
Yeah, that is really good insight. Actually, I love that statement. And I had the person for whom I worked as a postdoc always said, time runs in one direction. You never get this time back. So if you waste it, you can rue the fact that you wasted it, but you can never come back and get it back. So we have a limited time on this earth.
Yes.
And to waste it doing things without others, to me, seems ironically stupid, if I may coin that phrase.
I agree. one of the things that I've actually learned a lot this semester is that time is valuable, in that quality time is valuable. You can spend time with people or having conversations with people, but if you're not spending quality time, meaning that you're being productive, you are looking for ways to be better, looking for ways to improve, then sometimes that conversation isn't really worth it.
That is true too. And we all have to be careful getting into that conversation that lasts far too long and for which you never, never get anything out of. That is wonderful. So you've been here, now you're going to be going into your senior year.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you two questions. One, what have you enjoyed most about being on the campus?
Other than family, the relationships that I've built. And it's not your typical, I have this group of friends relationship. It's relationship with your teachers, relationships with Dr. Starkey and the Student Success Center. And she even teaches.
Yes.
It's relationships with people and friendships with people that aren't in your sport or in your club, or I mean, even your faculty and staff members sometimes. Obviously, you're going to have your built-in relationships like your teammates and your classmates and stuff like that.
But even that can be different depending on where you are.
Yes. It's branching out, understanding who you are, and being around people that understand who you are and reflect with you. So I've always been one of the firm believers of who you hang around is a reflection of yourself. So if you hang around people that are negative all the time, gradually you're going to be negative. But if you hang around the people that value you in your time and in are positive, that's typically how you'll be.
That rubs off as well. My wife and I have been lucky to have been able to live in various places around the nation. We've lived in 8 different states, and I always get asked, where was your favorite place? And I always tell people we've loved parts of everywhere we've lived. And I tell them the same thing that you just said. Wherever you go, there are good people and bad people. And it's a matter of with whom you want to spend your time.
Right.
And it gets into, you're saying some conversations just aren't worth your time, and keep yourself valuable. You will surround yourself, if you want to, you will surround yourself with good people.
Absolutely.
And so that's great. All right. So now on the flip side, you're going into your fourth year.
I know.
What is the one thing about the college you wish we could change?
One thing that I feel like we have changed, I'm going to start there.
All right.
Is the sense of welcoming. The sense of improving in diversity and inclusion in diversity. One thing that I would like to see grow, and something that I could push the envelope a little bit more. I would like to reach out and have more representation of Divine Nine on campus, or possibly bring that to campus, because I feel
explain what is Divine Nine.
Divine Nine is basically, the reason why it's called Divine Nine is because there's 9 different, there's 9 fraternities and sororities.
Okay.
But they're historically Black. Fraternities and sororities. So like you have your Omega Psi Phi, your Kappas, your Alphas, stuff like that. And then on the sorority side, you have your Deltas and AKAs and SG Rhos, and your Thetas. So I would like to see that grow on campus.
Well, let me ask you this. And you'd like to see that grow. Over the last 20 years, participation in fraternities and sororities nationally has dropped precipitously. And
it has.
We've seen that on our campus too. So you're looking at growing that aspect. What do we need to do? Kentucky Wesleyan College historically has had a fairly robust Greek system.
Right.
But much like the rest of the nation, those numbers are falling. What can be done to help reverse those numbers?
Understanding the options, I think, and it's two ways. It's just like life. You can look at two different ways. You can look at it as a negative or a positive thing. I think we get so caught up on some of the things that, more so that you see online, which, you know, we all know social media plays a huge factor in life now.
Well, they say negative emojis spread 10 times faster than positive emojis.
Exactly. I'm a legacy child. Mm-hmm. So I grew up understanding what it is of the sense of having a brother, which I have my own brother, but understanding what it is to have a brother.
Sure.
Not just blood brother. Understanding what opportunities that bring to you and how that changes you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I've understood that. I've got to understand that. I know other people don't understand the way that I understand. So more so of the opportunity being presented, and not only the opportunity being presented, but education coming with it as well.
The communication aspect.
Yeah, and that too. Yes, absolutely. On campus, I don't really know how fraternity and sorority life is really on campus. I haven't. It's not a pool I've dipped my toe in yet. But I know from some of the people that look like me,
mm-hmm.
and some of my teammates, they would like to see, along with myself, see the chance of bringing Divine Nine representation on campus.
Have you spoken to Demon Queen about this possibility?
I know there's been kind of a, we were working on it,
mm-hmm.
and then I know Michael left. And I know he's in a...
Michael McComas worked with Student Life, and unfortunately, he found his pathway elsewhere, and we miss him and
deeply.
So we always wish him the best, but we will move on from there as well. So the conversation has begun.
Yeah.
And I'm here through December.
I think we've taken a pause on that area.
Well, let's make sure we don't have the pause turn into an ending.
Absolutely.
And let's restart that, even if it is this spring. And I know Michael McComas's position is not filled quite yet, but we can still have that conversation around.
Right.
And then whomever comes in is coming into something that has already begun.
Already begun. Yeah.
So wonderful. Well, Jalen, we are unfortunately out of time. It goes quickly. So I want to thank you again for coming on the show. And as my honored guest, I would like to offer you the last word to our listening audience.
I just want you guys to remember that time is valuable, so what you do with your time is important, especially with your loved ones. I just want you to hold them and let them understand that they are loved, because life can be short and life can be long, but what you do in that time of your life is what matters.
Your insight on life gives me wonderful hope for our next generation. Thank you so much. For those of you out there, be good to each other, and most importantly, be good to yourself. And until next time, goodbye.
The proceeding was a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC. Cannot be reproduced, rebroadcast, or recorded without written permission by the show's host, WKWC, or Kentucky Wesleyan College.